愿大家平安。
Peace be with all。
圣经告诉我们，我们每个人活在两个世界里面。
The Bible teaches us that we all live in two kinds of worlds。
一个世界就是我们看得见的世界。
One is the visible world。
另外一个就是我们看不见的世界。
And the other is one that we cannot see。
那个就是灵界。
And that is the spiritual world。
那看得见的世界有一套的道理。
And the physical world that we can see has its set of rules.
那灵界里面也有一套的道理。
And the spiritual realm also has its set of principles and rules.
那圣经里面说，属灵的人能够看透万事。
The Bible says that a spiritual man can see through all things.
属灵的人就是有基督的心。
A spiritual person has the heart of Christ.
他能够看透万事，就是他能够了解灵界的道理。
And they can see all things because they can understand the things of the spiritual realm.
那灵界的道理很深奥，有时候我们没有办法用地上的头脑去了解。
And the things of the spirit are very mysterious, and it's very difficult for us to understand.
但是又是很奇妙。
And it's also very wondrous.
我们如果照着这样去做，我们可以得福。
And if we do as it says, we will be blessed.
信仰会有体验。
And we will have experiences in our faith.
那今天早上我想跟大家来分一起来学习一些灵界里面奥妙的道理。
And so today I'd like to share some of these wonderful teachings of the spiritual world.
在灵界里面低就是高。
In the spiritual world, what is low is high.
我们在这个物质世界，大家都希望往上爬。
In the material world, we all strive to strive upwards.
因为往上爬代表我们的能力。
It represents our ability, capability.
也代表我们的荣耀。
And it also signifies our glory.
所以往上爬，这是每一个人生活的方向。
And so to ascend is something that everyone strives for in their lives.
但是在灵界里面。
But in the spiritual world,
我们要往下降。
We need to lower ourselves.
因为往下降，在灵界里面，我们自然就会被神看作是高的。
For when we lower ourselves in the spiritual world, God will see us as exalted.
在物质界往上爬很难。
In the material world, it's difficult to ascend upwards.
但是在灵界里面往下降不简单。
But in the spiritual world, it's also difficult to lower ourselves.
所以这是我们需要不断的努力学习的。
So this is something that we need to constantly strive to learn.
那什么叫做低就是高？
What does it mean the low, to be low is high?
我们来看三个例子。
Let's look at three examples.
路加福音十八章。
Luke 18.
路加福音十八章。
Luke 18.
第九节。
Luke 18, verse 9.
路加福音十八章第九节。
Luke 18, verse 9. Also, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others.
第十节。
10, two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. 11, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. 12, I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I possess.
这里主耶稣讲一个比喻，有两个人上圣殿去祷告。
Jesus speaks of a parable here of two that went up to the temple to pray.
一个是法利赛人
，one a Pharisee，
一个是税吏
，and the other a tax collector.
那我们祷告会不会发生功效？那个最基本那个出发点很重要。
So whether or not our prayer is effective really depends on our motivation.
就是我是站在什么立场向神祈求。
So in what position do I take when I am inquiring of God?
祷告就是神跟人的对话。
Prayer is communication between God, man and God.
那在第十一节。
In verse 11,
这个法利赛人他也感谢神。
The Pharisee also thanked God.
他感谢什么？
What was he thankful for?
感谢不应该做的他都没有做。
He was thankful that he did not do what he wasn't supposed to do.
像不像别人，勒索不义奸淫。
And unlike others, he wasn't an extortioner. wasn't unjust or an adulterer.
啊，甚至也提到隔壁这个人，我不像税吏。
He even compared himself that he wasn't anything like this tax collector.
他做了不应该做，但是我没有做不应该做的。
This tax collector did things that he wasn't supposed to do, but I did not.
好，十二节。
In verse 12.
这里再请你读。
I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess.
那这个税吏，这个法利赛人，他也做了应该做的。
And the Pharisee also did his duty.
一个礼拜禁食两次。
He fasted twice a week.
这是不简单的。
This is not easy.
如果我们有禁食过，禁食有时候一餐都很难。
If we've ever tried fasting, even one meal may be difficult.
那我都献十分之一。
And here he said that he offered his tithes.
这也不简单啊。
This is also not easy.
如果教会每个人都献十一间，教会是非常富有的。
If in the church every member contributed one tenth, the church would be very wealthy, abundant.
好，那十二节开始，十三节开始。
And starting from verse 13.
那旁边这个税吏就祷告了。
And the tax collector beside him also prayed.
好，我们看十三节。
Let's read verse 13. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner."
这个税吏他做了不应该做的。
The tax collector did things that he was not supposed to do.
他确实是罪人。
And he indeed was a sinner.
所以当他来到神的面前，
so when he came before God,
他连抬头都不敢抬。
He could not even raise his eyes to heaven.
他捶胸，就是用悔改的态度来求神可怜他。
He beat his breast, signifying his repentance, and asked God to be merciful to him.
那世界上人怎么看这两个人？
So how do the people of this world view these two people?
当然，这个法利赛人是义人。
Of course, a Pharisee is a righteous person.
当然，税吏是罪人。
Of course, a tax collector is a sinner.
但是神怎么看这两个人？
But how did God view them?
我们就发现神看这两个人非常不一样。
And we see that God has a different view of each one.
我们看十四节。
Let's read verse 14. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
最后的结论至高的要是降卑。
The conclusion is that those that wants to exalt themselves will be humble.
也就是把自己看作很高的，在神面前他要把它降卑。
So if you see yourselves as someone that's very exalted in the eyes of God, he will humble you.
那自卑的要升高。
And those who humble themselves will be exalted.
在神面前能够把自己压低的，在神面前就是最高。
Those that can lower and humble themselves before God, in the eyes of God, they are exalted.
那这个税吏的，这个法利赛人问题在哪里？
So where does the problem lie for the tax collector?
问题不是他没有做不应该做的，他做了该做的。
What does the problem lie for the Pharisee? It's not that he didn't do what he wasn't supposed to do, and he did his duty.
问题是在第九节。
The problem lies in verse 9.
他觉得在神面前，他觉得自己是义人，这可是问题。
The problem was that before God, he felt himself a righteous man.
圣经说一个义人连一个都没有。
The Bible says there is not even one righteous man.
那为什么我们会觉得我们是义人呢？
So why would we think that we are righteous?
因为我们跟周围的人相比。
Because we're comparing ourselves with those around us.
别人做的我都没有做。
I didn't do any of these things that he or she did.
有时候我做的别人都没有做。
And the things I've done, they didn't do any of those.
所以我比别人好。
And so I am better than them.
这是我们人跟人相比的结果。
This is the conclusion of our comparison with others.
但是当我们跪下来祷告，我们是跪在神的面前祷告。
But when we kneel down to pray, we kneel down before God.
罗马书里面说连一个义人都没有。
The book of Romans says that there is not one righteous man.
外邦人是罪人，犹太人也是罪人，全部都是罪人。
Gentiles are sinners, the Jews are sinners, all are sinners.
我们今天是蒙恩的罪人。
And today we are sinners, but we have been given grace.
我们的底子是罪人。
And our foundation, our base is that of a sinner.
但是我们能够跪在神面前，是因为蒙上主耶稣的义。
But it is because of the Lord's grace that we are able to kneel down before God.
所以一个罪人才能够面对神。
And that is how a sinner can face God.
甚至做一个君尊的祭司。
And becoming a prince of a peace.
所以一个人在神面前，他愿意看自己是罪人。
And a person who can see themselves as a sinner.
这样他在神面前就是高的。
And in the eyes of God, he is exalted.
甚至我们行为比别人好。
Even though our conduct may be better than others.
我们跪在神面前也愿意承认我是罪人。
And we kneel before God, confessing that we are a sinner.
那这样他在神面前就是高的。
Then in the eyes of God, that person is exalted.
所谓高就是更靠近神。
What it means by exalted is that they are even closer to God.
所谓高就是蒙神尊重。
And so those who are exalted are respected by God.
这是第一个例子。
This is the first example.
低就是高。
The low is high.
往下降，在神面前就会升高。
To humble ourselves in the eyes of God, we will be exalted.
我们现在看马太福音二十章。
Now let's turn to Matthew 20.
马太福音二十章。
Matthew chapter 20.
二十六节
Matthew 20 verse 26. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant.
二七节
And 27. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave.
二十八节
28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
这里主耶稣以他自己做榜样
Lord Jesus used himself as the example.
说人子来世界不是要受人服侍。
Son of man did not come to be served.
乃是要服侍人。
But to serve others.
所以主耶稣来世界是要服侍人。
So Lord Jesus came to this earth to serve others.
但是我们仔细看。
But if we examine closely.
主耶稣是天地的主宰。
Lord Jesus is the master of the universe.
他能够叫死人复活。
He can call the dead to rise again.
他能够叫无花果枯干。
He can cause the fig tree to wither.
他能够叫魔鬼离开。
He can cast out the demons.
他掌管生死祸福。
He has the power and authority over life and death.
但是他成为人。
But he became a man.
他是来服侍人。
He came to serve.
服侍到什么程度？
And to what degree did he serve?
服侍到他付出生命做人的赎价。
He served to the point where he gave up his life, a ransom for many.
所以在腓立比书里面在讲，神就把他升到至高。
In the book of Philippians, God raised him to the highest place.
而且赐给他超乎万民之名。
And gave him the highest name among all.
所以奉耶稣的名可以医病赶鬼，罪可以得赦免。
And so demons can be casted, diseases can be healed in the name of Jesus Christ.
因为他在世界上经历最低的侍奉。
Because he had experienced the lowest form of servitude in this world.
他不但洗人的脚。
Not only did he wash others' feet.
他为罪人而死。
But he sacrificed his life for sinners.
所以在前面就在解释。
So in the beginning, it explains.
我们在神的国里面。
In the kingdom of God.
也就是在神的面前。
Which means before God.
谁是在神看起来是大的。
Who is great amongst you?
不是受人服侍的，乃是服侍人的。
Not those who are to be served, but rather those who serve.
所以在世界上要伟大不简单。
So in this world, it is difficult to become the greatest.
我们需要有超越别人的条件。
We need to have abilities that surpass others.
但是在灵界上。
But in the spiritual realm.
如果我们愿意被神看作大的。
If we want to be deemed great in the eyes of God.
有一件事情我们要做。
There's one thing that we must do.
就是往下降去服侍人。
Which is to humble, to lower ourselves, to serve others.
所以这个是不简单的。
This is not easy.
我们在世界上拥有越多，我们在神面前要往下降越难。
The more possessions that we have in this world, the more difficult it is for us to lower ourselves before God.
但是一个在世界上拥有很多的人，如果能够靠神往下降，他在灵界还是很高。
But a person who possesses much in this world, if he's willing to lower himself before God, in the spiritual world, he will also be exalted.
所以灵修的功夫困难是往下降。
And so in our spiritual cultivation, the difficult part is to lower and humble ourselves.
降得下去就可以服侍人。
If we can lower ourselves, we are able to serve others.
降得下去在神面前就是高的。
If we're able to lower ourselves in the eyes of God, we are exalted.
好，我们现在再来看 彼得前书第五章。
And let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
1 Peter 5.
第五节。
1 Peter 5, verse 5. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
这里在讲顺服。
Here it talks about submission.
那顺服最后的结论是什么？
And what is the result of this obedience or submission?
神阻挡骄傲的人。
God resists the proud.
神施恩给谦卑的人。
But he gives grace to the humble.
谦卑就是在心里的最深处觉得我算不了什么。
Humility means that in the deepest part of our heart, we feel, know that we are nothing.
那骄傲就是在心里的最深处觉得我比别人高。
And what is proud means that in the deepest part of our hearts, we feel that we are better, higher than others.
但是那个心里最深处谁看得到呢？
But who can see the deepest part of your heart or your mind?
心里的最深处有时候连我们自己也不知道。
Oftentimes, we cannot even see or know what we're thinking in the deepest parts.
那个是隐藏在我们里面的。
It is hidden within us.
但是这个心里的最深处有一个外在的表现。
But there is a physical manifestation of our deeper, innermost feelings.
就是第五节讲的顺服。
Which is what is written in verse 5, this submission.
但是圣经里面讲的顺服有一个基本的条件。
The submission that the Bible talks about has a basic requirement.
比方说,你们年幼要顺服年长的。
For instance, the younger should submit themselves to the elders.
年幼是什么?
What does it mean to be a younger?
就是做孩子的。
It means those who are children.
年长是什么?
Who are the elders?
就是父母。
Those are parents.
神是给父母有责任来教导他的儿女。
God gave parents the responsibility to raise their children.
因此要在主里听从父母。
And so they must submit to their parents within the Lord.
听从父母就是一种谦卑的表现。
To be obedient to the parents is a demonstration of our humility.
那在谦卑里面又主理听从就是把神高举。
And so within this humility, we are able to submit and exalt God.
所以主理听从父母就是把神高举在
So when we are obey our parents within the Lord, we exalt God.
因此我们是顺服神的命令，这样来顺服主耶，来顺服我们的父母。
And so we submit to God's commands, and so we obey our parents.
那这样我们就可以得福。
And if we do so, then we will be blessed.
因为顺服代表我们的谦卑。
For obedience signifies our humility.
但是这不等于说 我们一辈子就是只是顺服年长者。
But this doesn't mean that we need to submit ourselves to the elders all our lives.
所以下面说，你们众人也要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。
So it continues by saying, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility.
所以彼此顺服也包括年长的顺服年幼的。
And so being submissive to one another includes the elders also being submissive to the younger.
有时候这很难啊。
This is quite difficult.
你可以当我儿子，你可以当我孙子，我要顺服你吗？
You can be my son or my grandson. Why should I listen to you?
我们在世界上经验这么多，你什么都没有经验。
I have so many experiences in this world. You're but nothing.
我们的知识比这个年轻的多了很多。
And we have more knowledge than these young people.
但是还是要顺服。
But the Bible says here that still need to submit.
如果年轻的人他讲的是合于圣经的道理,
if the younger speaks according to the teachings of the Bible,
是符合神的旨意,
and it's according to the will of God,
是对教会有益处有帮助,
and it is beneficial and edifying to the church,
我们就要拿掉年长者的那一种尊严来顺服。
Then we need to strip ourselves of this honor of being an elder. and submit.
这就是谦卑的表现。
This is a demonstration of humility.
那年幼顺服年长，然后大家彼此顺服。
So the younger should submit to the elders, and all should submit to each other.
最后就是顺服神。
In the end, all are submitting to God.
那我们就可以看到教会这个大家庭有秩序。
Then we can see that in the church, in this large family, there is order.
顺服的结果就是有秩序。
The result of submission is that there is an order.
没有顺服的结果就是混乱。
If there is no, the result of being insubmissive, would result in chaos.
有秩序的结果就是平安。
And when there's order, there is also peace.
没有秩序的结果就是混乱。
And there's no order, it results in chaos.
所以在这个顺服当中，第一个要了解神的话，神的旨意。
So being with submission, we must first understand God's words and His will.
第二个要压低自己，谦卑。
Second is that we must lower ourselves to humble ourselves.
所以，如果我们再回到第六节
，and we return back to verse 6,
到时候他必叫你升高。
That time he may exalt you in due time.
所以我们怎么在神面前升高呢
？So how do we exalt ourselves before God?
我有谦卑的心来顺服。
If I have a heart of humility, to submit myself.
倒过来说
，conversely,
如果我们只要别人顺服我们，我们都不顺服别人。
If we desire others to submit to us, but we do not want to submit to anyone,
我们就没有办法在神面前是高的。
Then we will never be exalted in the eyes of God.
就没有办法。亲近神
we'll never be able to draw close to God.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人
For God resists the proud.
就很难体验神的恩典
It'll be very hard for us to experience the grace of God.
所以低就是高
So the low is high.
这需要我们来努力追求
This is something that we must strive towards.
第二个
Secondly,
少就是多
Less is more.
我们这个世代常常以拥有更多当作是恩典，当作是福气。
In modern times, we treat the abundant possessions as our blessings.
所以我们看到别人很多，我们很羡慕。
So when we see others with many possessions, we admire them.
我们觉得自己的很少，我们有时候觉得有一点自卑。
And when we see that we don't possess much, we often feel sorry for ourselves.
这是物质的世界。
This is a material world we live in.
但是在灵界里面
But in the spiritual world,
少常常代表我们拥有更多。
Less often signifies that we possess even more.
我们来看路加福音第一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章
Luke chapter 1
17节
Verse 17 He will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just to make ready a people prepared for the Lord
这里在预言施洗约翰的出生
It was a prophecy of the birth of John the Baptist
在14节
In verse 14
你必欢喜快乐有许多人因他的出世也要必喜乐
And you will have joy and gladness and many will rejoice at his birth
为什么施洗约翰的父母要欢喜快乐
Why shall the parents of John the Baptist be joyful and glad
因为他要生一个儿子这个儿子能够叫很多人喜乐
For they will conceive a son that will allow others to be joyful.
如果我们生的儿子叫很多人愁苦，那当父母真的苦得不得了。
If we give birth to a child that brings sorrow to others, that would be unbearable as a parent.
那个是因为我们生的孩子造成很多人的痛苦。
If our child causes great pain and suffering to others.
那施洗约翰怎么让许多人喜乐？
But how did John the Baptist allow many to receive joy?
好，我们看十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
他要使许多人已经回转。
He will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God.
归于主他们的神。
To the Lord their God.
所以人的喜乐来源在哪里
？So where is the source of human joy and satisfaction?
回转归向神，这就是喜乐的开始。
To turn back to God.
但是回转实在是不简单。
And that is the beginning, but that is not easy to do.
活越久，要转方向越难。
The longer we live on this earth, the more difficult it is for us to turn into a different direction.
要叫一个回转都很难。
It's hard to have one person return back.
那叫一群人回转，这更不可能。
And it's even more impossible, unlikely that an entire group of people will turn back their ways.
那施洗约翰的工作就是要让不可能的变成可能。
And the job of John the Baptist was to cause the impossible to become possible.
他是叫在替主耶稣铺路。
He was paving the way for Lord Jesus.
怎么铺路？
How did he pave this way?
就是要人从罪恶的生活里面回转。
As to allow people living in sin to turn back around.
那个回转就是悔改。
And that turning around is repentance.
这个不简单啊。
This is not easy.
啊，那人悔改回转跟神建立关系，喜乐就增加。
And so when people turn around, repent, reestablish a relationship with God, then that's when the joy begins.
所以为着做好这个工作。
So in order to prepare for this work,
他需要有一个先决条件。
He needed a prerequisite.
我们看17节。
In verse 17, he will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
说他要有以利亚的心智跟能力。
He will have the spirit and the power of Elijah.
第一个以利亚的心智。
First, he has the spirit or the heart of Elijah.
第二个，以利亚的能力。
And the second, he has the power, the strength of Elijah.
这个两个加在一起。
And these two put together.
才能够把叫人回转归向神。
Have the ability to turn people's hearts towards God.
所以后来施洗约翰在旷野传道。
So later on, John the Baptist was preaching in the wilderness.
大家都要往都市去。
And many people headed flock towards the cities.
但是施洗约翰在旷野传道。
But John the Baptist preached in the wilderness.
很多人从耶路撒冷、从大城就到乡下去听他讲道。
Many came from Jerusalem and the other large cities into the wilderness to listen to him.
施洗约翰讲道理也不太好听啊。
And John the Baptist, his sermons were not very pleasant to the ears.
毒蛇的种类，谁指示你将来的愤怒？
Brood of vipers, he called them.
他完全不看你的自尊心了。
And he did not give people their dignity or self-respect.
但是他这样讲的时候，
But when he said these things,
人竟然悔改了。
People actually repented.
为什么？
Why?
因为神的能力在他身上。
Because the power of the Lord was upon him.
所以他能够做人做不出来的。
And so he was able to accomplish what others could not.
所以施洗约翰有什么？
What did John the Baptist possess?
他有心智跟能力。
He had the spirit and the power.
但是我们看他怎么生活。
But let's look at how he lived.
我们如果看十五节。
We read in verse 15. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb.
这个地方在讲，他连清酒、浓酒都不喝。
Here he did not drink wine nor strong drink.
这个已经是圣经里面的最高标准了。
This is the highest standard in the Bible.
因为圣经常常讲不要醉酒。
The Bible often says, "Do not be drunk."
喝，但是不要醉。
You can drink, but do not become drunk.
但是施洗约翰清酒、浓酒都不喝。
But John the Baptist neither drank, did not have any drink of wine or strong drinks.
那这个酒有两个解释。
This wine can be interpreted in two ways.
第一个解释就是酒精的酒。
The first is the alcohol.
这个会让人的心放纵。
Alcohol can allow people to
放纵
to become careless.
所以喝酒很难很敬虔的敬拜神。
And so when we drink, it's very difficult for us to truly be reverent and to worship the Lord.
第二个就是娱乐，世俗的娱乐。
And second, this wine can refer to the worldly enjoyment
or entertainment.
This is also a kind of a wine.
如果我们醉在世俗的娱乐里面，很难拜神。
If we are sinning in the worldly enjoyments, it's very hard for us to worship God.
因为世界的本质跟神的本质是不一样的。
For the quality nature of the world is different from the divine quality of God.
那拜神需要用心灵来拜他。
We need to worship the Lord in spirit.
如果我们的心被世界的本质充满。
And if our spirit is filled with the qualities coming from the world,
我们就没有办法亲近那个圣洁的神。
Then we'll be unable to draw near to the holy God.
所以他清酒浓酒都不喝。
And thus he kept himself from wine or strong drinks.
因此你可以看到他的生活很少，连酒都没有。
We see that his life was very simple. He didn't even have wine.
但是你可以看到心里面充满心智跟能力。
But we see how resolved and powerful he was in the spirit.
所以我们要羡慕什么？
So what should we admire?
是要羡慕外在的丰盛，还是要羡慕里面的丰富？
Should we admire outward, external of abundance and possessions, or what is rich inside?
那就跟我们大家做一个选择。
And so this is a choice that we'll need to make.
我们看马太福音第三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音的第三章。
Matthew 3.
马太福音第三章
Matthew chapter 3,
第四节
3 verse 4 Now John himself was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey.
我们看施洗约的生活
Let's look at the way he lived.
穿骆驼毛的衣服
He was clothed in camel's hair.
主耶稣那个时代最尊贵人是穿紫色袍
In the time of Jesus, the noble people and royals wore purple robes.
穿骆驼毛的衣服这算不了什么
But this is a person who was a nobody wearing camel's hair.
那吃什么蝗虫野蜜
What was his food? It was locusts and wild honey.
所以生活很简单
So his life was very simple.
因为外在能够往下降
For if externally we can lower ourselves,
所以他能够保持他的心智
He can maintain that determination.
所以外在跟内在是有关系的
So our external life also affects our internal.
钱在哪里，人的心也在哪里
For where our money is, that is also where our heart is.
人的物质在哪里，人的心也在哪里。
Where our possessions are, that's where our heart is.
如果我们有一百件的东西
If we have 100 articles of something,
我们的心就会在那一百件的东西里面。
Then our heart will be tied to those 100 articles.
如果我的心不在那一百件东西里面，我为什么需要一百件？我十件就够了。
If my heart was not tied to these 100 articles of clothing, for instance, then I wouldn't need that much. I would only need perhaps 10.
所以我要去追求有一百，是因为我的心需要。
So I'm pursuing after this 100 is because my heart says I need it.
这会出生什么问题？
What kind of problems will this cause?
我们看诗篇一百零六篇。
Let's read Psalm 106.
诗篇一百零六篇。
Psalm 106.Psalm 106, verse 15. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul.
这里说神将他所求的赐给他们。
It says here that God gave them their request.
求什么？
What were they requesting?
他觉得玛纳枯燥无味。
They thought that the manna was tasteless.
想起埃及的生活多丰盛。
They thought back to the abundant life they lived in Egypt.
所以神就在旷野给他肉吃。
And so God gave them meat in the wilderness.
所以求神也给他。
And so whatever they requested, God gave them.
但是结果是什么？
But what was the result?
使他的心灵软弱。
It sent leanness into their soul.
如果看英文呢，更是有趣啊。Leanness 就是他的灵性很瘦。
And so, meaning that their spiritual life was very lean.
很瘦啊，灵性很瘦，就是表示灵性不丰盛了，没有力量。
Meaning that their spiritual life was not abundant.
所以人拥有外在更多，我们的心呢就越被。吸引在这个外在的东西。
So the more that we possess on the outside, the more we are fixated towards those things.
那如果我们有那个能力，但是我们尽量把外在的拥有减少。
So we have the ability, but yet we strive to reduce our worldly possessions.
这就是困难的地方。
This is the challenge.
你拥有那个能力，但是我能够做到，我外在的拥有很少。
We have the capability to possess much, but yet we purposefully reduce what we possess.
因为我们一般人的本性就是，我拥有那个能力，我要活出我能够做得到的范围。
Our human nature is to live out what our capability or ability allows.
所以我有那个能力，但是我活出我生活最 基本的需要，这个需要属灵的功夫。
So we need the spiritual cultivation in order to understand that even though we have the ability to possess a lot, we purposefully cut down on what we possess.
以利亚的心智跟能力。
Elijah's spirit and power.
他曾经力战450个假先知。
He once fought against 400 false prophets.
他充满神的能力。
He was filled with the power of God.
所以他一献祭，火从天上下来。
And so when he offered, fire came down from heaven.
以色列百姓看到火从天上下来，马上改变。
When the Israelites witnessed the fire descending from heaven, they had a change of heart.
耶和华是真神。
God is the true God.
为什么他们回头？
Why did they turn back?
看到神的能力。
They witnessed the power of God.
所以以利亚。他这个丰盛的能力从哪里来？
Where did this abundance of power come from in Elijah?
从基利西旁来的。
It came from the brook Cherith.
基利西旁有什么？
What did the brook Cherith contain?
神说你去基利西旁。
God instructed him to go there.
乌鸦养你。
The ravens fed him.
连一个东西也没有带啊。
He didn't bring anything with him.
你喝什么？
What did he drink?
喝溪水。
He drank the water from the brook.
吃什么？
What did he eat?
乌鸦叼饼给你吃。
The food that the ravens brought to him.
当人把外在的物质都拿掉。
When man strips away all the external possessions,
我们就很容易专心归向神。
Then we will be able to focus our attention to God.
所以手机是现在的毒品。
So, the cell phone is a drug of today's society.
如果我们不控制它，它就控制我们。
If we cannot control it, it will control us.
如果它控制我们的，我们的灵性就会往下降。
And if it controls us, our spiritual life will go downwards.
为什么？
Why?
因为借着手机把我们的心带回世界。
Because through the cell phone, our hearts are brought back into the world.
甚至来到教会也回到世界。
Even though we may be sitting in church, our mind and our heart is in the world.
当我们的心没有办法专心归向神。
When our heart cannot be focused towards God.
就好像电池没有办法充电。
It's like a battery unable to be recharged.
我们就会失去能力。
We will lose power.
我们就会失去服侍神的心智。
We will lose the heart to serve God.
所以少就是多。
And so less is more.
保罗曾经说，我们看哥林多后书第六章。
And Paul once said in the 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians 6.
第十节。
2 Corinthians 6 verse 10. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things.
这实在是奥秘。
And this is indeed a mystery.
似乎忧愁，却常常快乐。
Sorrowful, yet always rejoicing.
为什么忧愁？
Why sorrowful?
因为在牧养教会里面太多问题。
For when one is pastoring the church, there are many problems and challenges.
为众教会挂心，天天压在他身上。
And to care for the church, this brings about much sorrow for these people.
那怎么能快乐呢？
So how are they able to rejoice?
被神充满就是喜乐的来源。
When they are filled by God, that is the source of their joy.
似乎贫穷，却叫许多人富足。
As poor, yet making many rich.
穷人能够叫人富足吗？
How can a poor person make anyone rich?
当我们借着福音让人跟神建立关系。
And by the gospel, we allow people to establish a relationship with God.
人就变成富足了。
Then those people become rich.
他有丰盛神的恩典。
And they'll have abundant grace from the Lord.
似乎一无所有，却是样样都有。
As having nothing, and yet possessing all things.
生活很简单。
Living a simple life.
甚至连哥林多教会要供给他物质的需要，他说我不需要。
Even when the church in Corinth wanted to give them the possessions, they refused.
但是样样都有。
But yet they possessed all things.
生活的需要神都供给。
That all that they need for their livelihood, God has provided.
而且内心充满着平安喜乐。
And that their inner being is filled with peace and joy.
里面是丰盛的。
They are rich inside.
所以少就是多。
And so less is more.
这是值得我们来追求的。
This is something that we should strive for.
第三个。
Third.
失就是得。
Empty is full.
Loss is gain.
Loss is gain.
我们如果要得，我们要先学习失去、付出。
If we want to gain, we must first learn how to lose.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
哥林多后书第九章。
2 Corinthians 9.
哥林多后书第九章第六节。
2 Corinthians 9, verse 6. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.
这个地方讲少种少收，多种多收，这话是真的。
So these words are true.
我们如果要收多，变成丰盛，我们要多种。
If we want to reap bountifully, we also need to sow bountifully.
那这个种是什么？
What does it mean to sow?
如果我们看第七节。
Let's read verse 7. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver.
这里就在讲要捐，捐的乐意，要捐献。
Here it says that we need to offer or give cheerfully.
我们一般人的常识很难拿出去，因为一百你捐十只剩九十。
Most of us, it's difficult to give something, to give something away. For if you have 100 and you give away 10, you're only left with 90.
这个是我们世界上的一般人头脑的观念。
This is our common rationale.
但是圣经的观念不是这样。
But the Bible's perspective is different.
你如果种多，你就会收多。
If you sow bountifully, you will also reap bountifully.
也就是说，你付出多，拿出去多，你就会收多。
In other words, if you give much, you also receive much.
所以如果一个信徒信主很久都没有体验到神的恩典。
So if a believer has believed a long time and has not experienced the grace of God.
我们会问一个问题。
We'll ask one question.
主耶稣说，施比受更有福。
Jesus says, it is better to give than to receive.
你曾经施舍过吗？
Have you given much in the past?
这一句话是不会改变的。
These words will not change.
如果我们要得更多的福气，
If we want to receive more blessings,
我们要付出更多。
We'll need to give or to lose more.
那我们会得什么？
So what will we receive?
我们如果看第八节跟第九节。
Let's read verses 8 and 9. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work, as it is written, He has dispersed abroad, He has given to the poor, His righteousness endures forever.
当我们付出，我们会得三件事情。
When we give, we will receive three things.
没有付出就得不到。
And if we don't give, we will not receive these things.
第一件事情。
The first.
这第七节最后一句话，神喜爱的。
It's the last phrase in verse 7, that God loves.
我们希望神爱我们吗？
Do we desire for God to love us?
得到神更多的爱吗？
To receive more love from God.
要付出。
Then we need to give more.
哥尼流。
Cornelius.
周济穷人，圣经说达到神面前蒙神纪念。
He gave alms to the poor to the point where it reached reach up to God.
这是第一个，神喜爱。
This is the first thing that God will love us.
第二个。
And secondly.
第八节。
In verse 8,
神要将各样的恩惠多多给我们，使我们更有能力去付出。
God will make all grace abound toward us so that we have even more ability to give.
所以我们有一百，我们付出十，结果可能是一百，也可能是一百五十。
So if we have 100, we give 10, the result may be we still have 100 or even 150.
因为神要给我们更多，更有能力去。行善。
Because God will give us even more to do good.
第三个。
And thirdly.
第九节。
In verse 9.
他周济穷人，他的仁义存到永远。
He has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever.
也就是他的所做的要记在生命册上。
So all that he does shall be recorded in the book of life.
蒙神赏赐。
And shall be rewarded by God.
所以在信仰生活付出很难。
So in our life of faith, it's difficult for us to give.
但是如果能够付出，
But if we are able to give,
神会丰丰富富的赏赐给我们。
God will reap, we shall reap and be blessed bountifully.
因为施比受更有福。
For it is better to give than to receive.
我们看腓立比书第三章。
Let's read Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians 3.
第九节。
Philippians 3 verse 9.
第八节。
Verse 8. Yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
这个地方讲，我为他已经看万事如粪土，为着得着基督。
See here that says here that he's count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ.
所以他把万事把它丢掉。
So he has tossed away all things.
那就损失了。
So it's as if he lost everything.
但是他得着基督。
But yet he gained Christ.
我们今天为什么得不到基督？
Today, are we able to gain Christ?
因为我们有很多世界上我们觉得很宝贵，付不到不出去。
Because there are too many things in this world that we see as precious, we're unable to lose these things.
所以有时候我们看到我们生活有一面美好的图画。
Sometimes we see our lives as a very beautiful picture.
那我们天天就在欣赏我们生活这一部前面的一幅美好的图画。
And every day we admire this beautiful painting.
我没有办法超越。
We're unable to transcend it.
但是如果我们能够超越我们看得见的好。
But if we can transcend the beauty that we see,
我们就能够去看到我们肉眼看不见那更好的世界。
Then we can see through our spiritual eyes that which is even more beautiful.
那个世界就是基督的美。
And that world is the beauty of Jesus Christ.
基督的丰盛。
It is the abundance of Christ Jesus.
天国的赏赐。
It is the reward of heaven.
所以属灵的奥秘就是要付出。
So the spiritual mysteries require us to give.
失去世界，得着基督。
To lose the world, to gain Christ.
抓紧世界，失去耶稣。
To hold on to the world, and to lose Christ.
我们需要选择。
So we need to choose.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
384首。
Let us rise and sing hymn 384.
我们最后唱副歌，就是这一首副歌。
And after prayer, we will sing the chorus in this hymn.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们最后来一起祷告。
Finally, we're going to pray in one accord.
求圣灵充满我们，与我们同在。
We ask that the Holy Spirit fill us and dwell in us.
亲自带领我们每一天的信仰生活。
And to guide our everyday lives.
一起来祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.